What is my idea of net worth? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. What is my idea of net worth? Net worth is a figure that is usually used in finances. It's usually used in business. And we're using it in spiritual thought. What is my idea of net worth? We have so much time, and we are using that time to accomplish a goal. And in using that time to accomplish a goal, we are knowing that there are many things we have to do. You have to get up. You have to have your meals. You have to have your your shower and preparing for the day. You have to go to work, maybe. And let's just say you do have to go to work. And you come home from work, and then you prepare your dinner, and then you watch television, and then you go to bed, and then you get up, and the routine is again the same thing. Now, your value, your money, so to speak, is what you do during the day. You go to work and you earn money and you pay all your expenses. And then you have a little bit of money left over, maybe. And with the money left over, you have for your personal enjoyment or for your investment or for whatever you want to do. Now, you go to work, you come home, you prepare your house, you prepare your meals, you take care of your clothing, you take care of all these things, and then you have maybe 5 minutes left of your day in which you do nothing before you go to bed, because you have to watch television, and you have to prepare all your clothing, and you have to talk on the telephone to friends who call. And you see, there's nothing left of your day except maybe 5 minutes. And so in those 5 minutes, you say, I like me. In those 5 minutes, that's your net profit for the day. That's how much you have earned of time for yourself that day. Well, you say, well, talking on the phone is time that I earned too. No, it isn't. Because you feel you must talk on the phone to somebody. And, well, preparing my clothing and stuff is time. No, you feel you must prepare your clothing. You feel you must prepare your meals. You see, anything that you feel you must do, it is labor. It is work. It is not your net worth. It is not over and above your expenses. Anything that you do that is a joy to you. Now, if you were born in Switzerland, you would have an upper hand, because the Swiss have vacations every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks, they take a month or so off, and then they just do nothing and play around and have a good time. But in America, we're a little more diligent. We have the the labor ethic, and we feel that you should work, say, 40 hours a week at minimum on your job, then come home and work another 40 hours a week on maintaining your yard and your home and doing things like that. And then if there's any time left, you can go hunting or fishing or playing around, you see. Now, what is this all adding up to? It all adds up to, where is your quality time? As they say with your children, you want to spend some quality time with your children. What does quality time mean that you're spending with your children? It means time where you have a one-on-one with them, and you feel very close to them, you feel very wonderful about them, and as you have this time-on-time with your children and giving this morning lecture for the next half hour, then you will find that you gain benefit from it. But if you don't have this time on time for yourself, or time on time for your family, or like quality time for your children, you have nothing coming out of life. Nothing comes to you whatsoever, because what you are doing is you are putting a cause in motion of saying that there is no valuable time in your life. There is no valuable time. What is your real net worth? Is your net worth when you die, you know, you're dead, and then you look back at your life, which you won't do, but when you die and you look back at your life, what are you going to count as your most treasured possessions from your life? Is it going to be your houses, your wives, your husbands, your children? Is it going to be your vacation times? Is it going to be the books that you've written or the things that you've done? Or your most treasured time, is it going to be the time when you were meditating, the time when you were thinking about who you are? Is that perhaps your real net worth? Is that your real net worth? Now, Sylvia is bringing up the topic of Paul Newman and his extracurricular activities. He has some sort of a store that he sells jellies in or something, you know. What is it that he sells?
He sells different food.
Okay, that's fine. So he sells different foods in there, and it's got the Paul Newman label on it, and it's supposed to be especially good stuff. But he feels that that's a little additional thing for him. So he feels that the more money he makes in selling something of value and quality, he's going to give that net profit away to an organization that he believes in, like a charity. And so when Paul Newman is all done, and he looks back on his life from the next level or whatever, he's going to look back on his life, and he's going to say, I was a famous movie star, I was good, and I made lots of money, and I had this wife or that wife, and I had this family, and I had these houses, and I had this and that, and I put out this quality food that I sold for people, you know, so that it could benefit their bodies. And then he's going to say what? He's going to say, you know, what really gave me the greatest pleasure was giving the net worth of my business that I had for special quality food to the charities that I gave it to. That's really what made me happy. Now, just to speak about another person, you've all heard of the Duke. Now, who's the Duke? What's his name?
Duke Ellington. No?
He's the Duke, too.
Duke is a craft.
No. Who was the Duke?
A dog.
That's true, too.
Well, we are not on your level. Or
this is a movie star.
I'm sorry.
And he's a horseman. And well, now, my friends, I'm coming to put things to right around here. You know? You don't know?
No.
Yes.
Is it the Indian who was injured and now in the...
This is a ordinary American man,
yes.
Born Marion as the first name. Well, we'll let you figure it out. Well, this Duke is probably one of the most famous Western stars that we have. He's a movie star, and he's in all the Western movies. And as he was in these movies, he was always the good guy. He was always the wise father. He was always the one who directed everything in a harmonious way, and he never shot anybody. Nobody ever died from his blazing guns. And he was in so many different things. And now he has passed on. Tall, 6'8" guy. His first name is John, you know. Fantastic guy. And now he is over in Waynesville. He is on the other side, in another dimension. And he's looking back, and he looks at his life of all of his children. He looks at his life of his boats. He looks at his life of all the movies he did. He looks at his life of all the wonderful things that he had contributed to and been supportive of. And what makes his heart beat the hardest and the fastest. His creation and support, lifelong support, of an orphanage in Mexico. He created an orphanage in Mexico because he went to Mexico, and of course John Wayne had many of his movies like that too, but he went to Mexico and he saw how these Mexican children were just nothing. You know, it's bad enough American children in orphanages, but they're reasonably well supported. But down there, nothing, nothing. The kids were just dumped in there and not given any sort of respect or education or anything. They were just a holding tank for letting them grow up so they could be mean. Well, he created an orphanage of love, of opportunity for them to learn, to develop a talent, prepare themselves to go out into the world. And he didn't do a lot of, maybe only 400 or 500 each year would go through, which is quite a few. And but he supported them. And he also made sure that they had a good direction and they were well trained. Now, would you think perhaps John Wayne would consider that his greatest net worth? That's his greatest contribution to the world. At least he talked about it often. And not he didn't talk about it often. And when he talked about it with great love, you know. Because he was involved in many other things too. But you see, what is your idea of net worth? Is your idea of net worth the money you can put in the bank after all your expenses are done? Or is your idea of net worth, what have you done that has shown your spiritual quality to the highest and best? What have you done with your time? And there is no time, we say. But what have you done with the moments that are left over at the end of your day? Do you sit down, even in 5 minutes, and say, I like me, I like me, I like me? Do you take your net worth and have it really be worth? Or do you just say, I am so tired I could drop dead right now, you know, and you fall on your bed and don't even get undressed. You go, 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 go. Now, the time you spent talking to your friends on the phone, wouldn't that be a wonderful hour or two to put on saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Wouldn't it be wonderful to build your reality with that time, with that net worth of time? Wouldn't it be wonderful, instead of eating meals that are time-consuming, you prepare your meals and you eat them, and then you get away from the table. You don't dawdle at the table. You don't read the newspapers. You don't sit at the toilet reading books and magazines. You take your time and you gather your time together instead of spending half an hour in the toilet, you know, doing whatever you're doing. Spend your 3 or 4 minutes, however long it takes you to do your duty, and then get out of there. But check off that time now. You have now saved yourself 20 minutes. All right, now there's 20 minutes. And there's 20 minutes of when you're getting up. There's 20 minutes of many things. And don't dawdle. And pretty soon you have an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Now, that's your real net worth. Now, what are you going to do with that time? Are you going to take that time and say, I haven't got time to do anything? Or are you going to study your University of Healing lessons? Or are you going to begin reading something that is supportive of your mental attitude, some positive thinking literature, you know? Are you going to start affirming to yourself that you are a beautiful person? Are you going to stand in front of the mirror and say, man, what a beautiful body God created here. You know, man, what a fabulous form that's here. Have you ever done that? I doubt that you have. I know Ingeborg hasn't. And I know Ellen hasn't. And I know you haven't. And I know Sylvia hasn't. Sylvia says, oh, yes, I have. No, you didn't. you just looked at it and said, oh, what lovely breasts I have, or what this or that, you know. And that's not the point. It's the body. It's not the tickly area. It's not your sensitive sexual area. It's not your beautiful coiffure, you know. It's your total self. It's your total being. To recognize what a beautiful thing, what hath God wrought, you know. It's a beautiful thing that you are, and give thanks for it. Not giving thanks to something outside of yourself for it, but recognizing them. This is part of your quality time that you're spending with yourself. Some of the quality time of recognizing how wonderful you are. Now, as you walk around the path here and do it in your meditations, sometimes you feel a little ache or a pain. Do you immediately say, I'm whole and perfect? Oh, yes, oh, yes. Don't give me that. I know you don't. I know what goes on in each one of your minds, and I know you don't do that. Whenever you have an ache or pain, you say, I have to take an aspirin, I have to do this, I have to. You see, and you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Those are little keys. Those are little testers. That you're not being tested, you're being fortified. Those are little things that are reminding you to speak the positive word about yourself. That's helping you amass your net worth. That's helping you to get the most out of every minute. Now, if I were to say to any one of you, there's going to be a little child come visit us. The child's about 8 or 9 years old. And I want you to take them on a tour of the campus. So you take them on a tour of the campus. Now, of course, you're going to take them in the golf cart because that's exciting. But that's stupid. They can do the golf cart themselves. You walk them on the meditation trail that you're familiar with walking. Now, what do you say to them? Oh, hi, aren't you nice? What are you doing in school? Anything interesting going on in the world? No. You go with them and you say, now, as I walk the meditation path, I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you sing with them. And perhaps you even improve your own way of looking at things. And you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, I like the trees, and I like the flowers, and I like the birds, and I like the bees, you know. And you say all these things. And you're building your own net worth. And you're giving them a sample of how they might think about the path as they walk along. You see, now look at all these stones on the path. Now, look up in the sky and walk along and say to yourself, I'm walking on white cotton, you know, just soft white cotton. And then see what happens. And so they look up and they walk along on soft white cotton. And you said, no, look what you did. You walked through all those stones and you didn't feel one of them because your attention wasn't on them. You walked around them or you walked over them, but your attention wasn't. Wow, isn't that great? You know, isn't that the way to do it? That's the way we do it here all the time. And then you go on and you talk about other things and you share with them. You don't just be a mundane person saying, gee, you're 9 years old. That's a pretty old, but what are you doing in school? You don't give a damn what they're doing in school. You don't give a damn anything about that kid. You only care that that kid is an opportunity for you to demonstrate what you are experiencing as you're going around the path. But you should be demonstrating. You're giving that kid some of your net worth, and it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. You're giving some of your valuable time, not your pish-posh time, you know. And how often we just talk nothings, you know. Now, when a husband purrs in his wife's ear, sweet nothings. Do you think he's saying sweet nothings? Really? Or is he saying, I love you. You're wonderful. Ah, I'm sitting on the bench, and Rex jumps up beside me on each bench. And he sits there with his nose sticking in my face, you know. And I give him a hug, and I say, Rex, I love you. I said, isn't this a wonderful place? Here we are. We have this chance to be together and to share and to say lovely things to each other. And he goes, you know, and kisses me on the cheek and stuff like that. And I say, Rex, you are the smoothest dog. And then if I dig in my pocket and I find a little treat for him, that's even nicer. But if I do that, then he expects that each time. And he's a teenager, and as we're walking along, he will think, I think it's about time for me to have a treat. So he will stand stock still right on the path, and I'll be pulling on the room and think, what's going on here? What are you doing? And he says, I would like a treat. And I said, you don't determine when you get a treat, I do. He says, well, I'm going to try. And I say, look, if you sit every time you stop, that's treatable. But if you don't sit every time you stop, and you just stop and say, hey, Dad, I would like a treat, you don't get it. Because that's just the rules of my game. Well, little by little, he's learning. Little by little, he's catching on. And as we walk, I just say no if he pulls on the leash, and yes as he lets the leash have a little dip in it. And so I'm saying yes, 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 yes. So I'm walking the path saying yes, 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 yes. And it's wonderful. Now, the day will come that I won't have to say yes. Just maybe an occasional yes. But the thing is, this reinforces in him doing a lovely thing. He's being a blessing to me. He's not being my cane. Because when he pulls, he's my cane. He's pulling me forward, you know, making sure that I can lean forward going uphill and stuff like that. But when going downhill, that's a little fast sometimes. But you see, he's part of my net worth experience. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't think a lot of thoughts that I think. I think good thoughts on the path. I think beautiful thoughts. But when I first started taking him for a walk, I was thinking, yes, no, yes, no. No, not pulling. Yes, good, you know. And then finally I realized, hey, I'm missing out on my treatment work. And so I began to get back into my treatment work. And he says, see, I thought I could distract you. I thought I could. And he did. We have lots of things that we love very much that distract us. And because we let them distract us, Ingeborg, because we let them distract us, we are not walking the path like we could. Now, we want to walk the path like we can. We want to have a very powerful net worth. And the only way to have a powerful net worth is by where we put our investment. And the investment we have that is the most important investment in the world is in the N-O-W, in the now. In the now. There is no other time but now. And so now is where we should be putting our investment. So think about these things. They're kind of fun. They're kind of interesting. And they're kind of rewarding. And they're exactly what you'd like to do. What is my idea of net worth? My idea of net worth is quality time. Quality time I spend with myself and my creation. And it should be 100% of my time. Because there's no after taxes and there's nothing else to be considered on this. And really, think of this once too. You think your quality time is the time you spend with yourself? Well, why don't you find a cave and go and live in it? And spend 100% of your quality time with yourself. Because that's not really what you think is your quality time. It's time for us all to reassess and reconsider what we think our quality time is. And that time is now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a wonderful day.